time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I've had the good fortune to spend the last 2.5 weeks in mid-Michigan. We have a small cottage on a small lake on the east side of the Lower Peninsula, north of Center. The east side is the less developed side of the state. It's quiet, not crowded. It's far enough north that we avoid most of the normal Midwest summer heat. This is truly a vacation place for our family. We have 70 feet or so of beach and a number of human-powered boats to explore the natural surroundings. The water is almost always flat, so even the kids can enjoy the rowboat or the kayaks. This year, we found some stand-up paddle boards to add to our collection. The 12-year-old and the 30-somethings find these fun, not me so much. Both my daughters were able to come this year. They both teach in Arcata, and they enjoy the peace and quiet of a small lake affords. My oldest brought the 3 grandchildren. They are 12, 6, and 2. Our 12-year-old attended a swim camp at the University of Michigan. She swims for the Humboldt Swim Club, Go Water Dogs. She loves it and has some talent. We'll see how far she takes it. The 6 and 2-year-olds just had fun in the water. I lost count how many times kids jumped off the end of our simple little dock. Sun up to sundown, they were wet and happy. I like to row. I'm normally up early and on the water in my rowboat. I work out, watch the sunrise, and avoid the geese and loons. We see beaver occasionally and deer galore. Bear leave their mark but are rarely seen. We have eagles on the lake, great blue herons, and woodpeckers of various sizes. I keep hoping for a moose, but I don't think they are seen much on the lower part of the state. We did spend a day at Mackinac Island, which is about 3 hours north. It's a beautiful place with a history of Europeans stretching back to the 1600s. The fur trade was the attraction then. There is a fort of American Revolution vintage and Grand Victorian buildings. Today it's mostly tourists that come. No cars are allowed on the island. Horses do the work of hauling people and stuff around, and bikes are everywhere. Our 6-year-old just learned to ride last month and rode the entire 9.5 miles around the island. I know not everyone can do this. We have a ton of family there, and that's why it's a priority for us. It helps that costs are so much lower in Michigan. I couldn't build a garage in Arcata for the price of our lake cottage in Michigan. We also see this summer activity as a way of giving our grandchildren experiences. They don't need stuff. This exposes them to different people and a different environment. Our kids can even visit the family homestead. In the world of politics, broadening our experience is how we find common ground. As private citizens, this is how we learn to live together. America has not been perfect at this, but we do it better than anywhere else on Earth. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.